Show me a starving man, I pay no attention. Show me the starving man, I can't be bothered. Show me the starving man, on the point of dying, I grab up groceries and I jump on him. I cram bread down his mouth, and stuff his eyes and his ears with potatoes. I rip open his lips to hammer down more food, and bung in his teeth, the better to stuff him. The explanation, it is the godlike in me. Now, in a library, we put in calls for the world's newspapers. Not a hint have we had that there is anything else, nothing in scientific publications of the period, not another word from Mr. Simons, but there is an implement that is mightier than the pen, and we are led onto one of our attempted correlations, by our experiences with it. Germany, there was a drought so severe that there were public prayers for rain. Something that was called the water spout fell from the sky, and people who did not get all the details went to church about it. Liverpool Echo, May 2100 persons perished. At the same time, there were public rejoicings in Smyrna, where was staged another assuasive tragedy. Drought in Russia. Straits Times, June 6, droughts ended by downpours in Bengal and Java. In Kashmir and in the Punjab, violent thunderstorms and earthquakes occurred together, Calcutta Statesman, June 1 and 3. In Turkey, there would have been extremist distress, but about the 1st of June, amidst woe and thanksgiving, destructive salvations demonstrated efficacy, and for a week kept on spreading joy and misery. Levant Herald, June 4, earthquakes preceded deluges, and then continued with them. In conventional meteorology, no relation between droughts and exceptional rains is admitted. Our data are of widespread droughts and enormous flows of water. There are too little, narrow strips of views on the margins of our moving pictures. On one side that there is a beneficent God. On the other side that there isn't anything. And every one of us who has paid any attention to the annals of controversies knows that such oppositions usually give in to an intermediacy. May, 1889, widely this earth was in need, widely waters were coming from somewhere. Now in organic terms I am telling of what seems to me to be functional teleportation, or enormous manifestations of that which is sometimes, say in Oklahoma, a little drip over a tree. Volcanic eruptions upon this earth, at times of deluges, and maybe, in a land of the stars, there was an eruption, in May, 1889. In France, May 31, there was one of the singularly lurid sunsets that are known as afterglows, and that appear after volcanic eruptions. There was no known volcanic eruption upon this earth, from which a discharge could have gone to the sky of France. It may have come from a volcanic eruption somewhere else. All suggestiveness is that it came to this earth over no such distance as millions of miles. Other discharges, maybe red rain coming down from the sky, at Cardiff, Wales, Cardiff Western Mail, May 26. Red dust falling upon the island of Hyres, off the coast of France, in the Mediterranean Sea, the Levant Herald, May 29. St. Louis Globe Democrat, May 30, an unknown substance that for several hours had fallen from the sky, crystalline particles, some pink, and some white. Quebec Daily Mercury, May 25, a fine dust that had the appearance of a snowstorm, falling in Dakota. Monstrous festivities in Greece, a land that was bedecked with assassinations. Its rivers were garlands, vast twists of vines, buddied with the bodies of cattle. The Malay state sculpted. The mines of Kamunting were suctions, into which flowed floods, Penang Gazette, May 24. The Bahama Islands were thirst, drought and loss of crops, then huge swigs from the sky. Other West Indian islands went on gargantuan sprees, and I'll end up a prohibitionist. Orgies in Greece, and more or less everywhere else this earth went drunk on water. I've experimented, try autosuggestion, you can get a pretty fair little souse from any faucet. Tangier, great suffering from the drought, abundant rains, about June 1. Drought in British Honduras, and heavy rains upon the 1st and 2nd of June. Tremendous downpours described in the newspaper published upon the island of St. Helena. Earthquake at Jackson, California, the next day a gush from the sky broke down a dam. I'm on a spree, myself library attendants wheeling me stacks of this earth's newspapers. Island of Cyprus a flop from the sky, and the Riverpedias went up with a rush from which people at Nicosia narrowly escaped. Torrents in Ceylon. June 4th, a drought of many weeks broken by rains in Cuba. Drought in Mexico and out of the heavens came a Jack the Ripper. Torn plantations and mutilated cities rise of the river, at Huizutla when it subsided the streets were strewn with corpses. In England, Mr. Simons expressed astonishment, because there had been two deluges. Deluge and falls of lumps of ice, throughout England. France deluged. Water dropped from the sky, at Lausanne, Switzerland, flooding some of the streets 5 feet deep. It was not rain. There were falling columns of water from what was thought to be a waterspout. The most striking of the statements is that bulks dropped. One of them was washed. Or some kind of a vast, vaporous cow sailed over a town, and people looked up at her bag of water. Something that was described as a large body of water was seen at Cobourg, Ontario. It crossed the town, holding its bag-like formation. 2 miles away, it dropped. It splashed rivers that broke down all dams between Cobourg and Lake Ontario. In the Toronto Globe, June 3, this falling bulk is called the waterspout. Fall of a similar bulk, in Switzerland crops and houses and bridges mixing down a valley, at Sargans. Fall of a bulk, at Reichenbach, Saxony. It was a waterspout, London Times, June 6. This time the fishmonger is a waterspout. Spain pounded by falling waters, Madrid flooded, many buildings damaged by a violent hailstorm. Deluges in China continuing. Deluges in Australia continuing. Floods in Argentina, people of Ayacucho driven from their homes, sudden rise of the river, at Buenos Aires. In the South American journal of this period are accounts of tremendous downpours and devastations in Brazil and Uruguay. One of these bodies of water that were not rain fell at Chet Knoll, Dorsetshire, England. The people, hearing crashes, looked up at a hill, and saw it frilled with billows. Watery roughs, from 8 to 10 feet high, heaved on the hill. The village was tossed in a surf. The cause of this remarkable occurrence was for some time unknown, but it has now been ascertained that a waterspout burst on Batcombe Hill. So wrote Mr. Simons, in whose brains there was no more consciousness of all that was going on in the world about him than there was in any other pair of scissors. It was not ascertained that a waterspout had burst on Batcombe Hill. No waterspout was seen. What was ascertained was that columns of water of unknown origin had fallen high on the hill, gouging holes, some of them 8 or 9 feet deep. Though Mr. Simons gave the waterspout explanation, it did occur to him to note that there was no statement that the water was salty. These bulks of water, and their pendant columns that they were waterspouts. Or that slaughter had lain with life, and that murderous mothers had slung off their udders, from which this earth drank through teats that were cataracts. Wherever the deluges were coming from, I note that, as with phenomena of March, 1913, unseasonable snow fell. Here it was about the 1st of June, and snow was falling in Michigan. The suggestion is that this was not a crystallization in the summer sky of Michigan, but an effect of the intenser coldness of outer regions, upon water that had come to this earth from storages on a planet, or from a reservoir in Starland. Note back to mention of falls of lumps of ice in England. Wherever the deluges were coming from, meteors, too, were coming. If we can think that falls of water and falls of meteors were related, we have reinforcement to our expression that water was coming to this needful earth from somewhere else. 5 remarkable meteors are told of, in the Monthly Weather Review. In the New York Sunday, May 30th, is an account of a meteor that exploded in the sky of Putnam County, Florida, and was heard 15 miles around. In Madras, India, where the drought was very grave, an extraordinary meteor was seen, night of June 4, Madras Mail, June 26. In South Africa, where the drought was so extreme that a herd of buffaloes had been driven to a pool within 5 miles of the town of Etenhage, a meteor exploded, with detonations that were heard in a line 40 miles long, Cape Argus, May 28. May 22 ND Great, detonating meteor, at Otranto, Italy. The meteor that was seen in England and Ireland, May 29, is told of in Nature, 40 to 174. For records of three other great meteors, see Nature and Cosmos. There was a spectacular occurrence at Dunedin, New Zealand, early in the morning of May 27, Otago Witness, June 6. Rumbling sounds, a shock illumination of the sky, exploding meteor. In some parts of the United States, there had been extreme need for water. In the New Orleans Daily Picayune are accounts of the gloomy outlook for crops in six of the southern states. About 20 reports upon this drought were published in the monthly Weather Review. Rushes of violent mercies, they flooded the south and smashed the north. Crash of a dam, at Littleton, New Hampshire, busted dam near Laurel, PA. May, 1889 and science and religion. It is my expression that the two outstanding blessings, benefits, or gifts of God to humanity, are science and religion. I deduce this or that the annals of both are such trails of slaughter, deception, exploitation, and hypocrisy that they must be of enormous good to balance with their appalling evils.